Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
It's not a deal breaker, but like you can definitely go to a party and wear your black crop top and ripped jeans and like look hot. But like if she's wearing like something different and cool, I'm like, all right, she's sick.
Yeah,
like,
she's sick.
She has extra points. Ooh, it's about to get juicy in here.
Welcome back to TK's Juicy Pod. I am here today with basically my two brothers, Phil King and Nate Sapal.
What's good, baby?
I never call you Nate. I always call you Sapal.
Yeah, true.
But does everyone call you Sapal?
In the house, yeah. People call me P. It's like a nickname. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
My middle name starts with P, so they just start calling me P. It's okay. Kind of weird.
What do girls call you at IU?
I don't know.
Sapal?
Yeah.
Really?
Nate. Probably just Nate.
Yeah.
I feel like they call you Sapal, is that like a friend?
They have to know me, yeah. I feel like
that's a friend. Like, I feel like I would call you Nate if I was like Indio. I'd be like, Nate.
I'll look out for that then. I respond.
I think the girls that have known you for a long time call me Sapal.
Yeah, okay, gotcha.
For sure.
What do people call you, Phil?
Phil. Yeah, Phil.
For sure.
I feel like I call you Phil or PK.
PK. Nope, nobody really calls me PK.
We should get that going.
I call you PK.
I like that. Yeah. I think some more dudes started calling you PK.
I'm always like,
yeah,
PK.
Some older dudes call me PK.
Yeah.
What up, PK?
Well, it's Phil's second time on the pod. So, Paul, it is your
first. I'm first. This is the first time for me, for podcasts in general.
Really?
Yeah, so I'm kind
of nervous. Do you listen to any pods?
I've listened to like some of yours, but like I'm not a big podcast guy. Like, really? I haven't gotten to that fad yet.
No part of my take or anything?
I've listened to like snippets, but like, I don't know, like when I'm in the car, I feel like podcasts are really good for car rides.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel like once you've graduated college and like you're getting ready in the morning in your apartment, ready for your job, or like you have a commute or something, you'll become more of a podcast person.
Yes. It's like I have a friend that always.
Because like you're not going to play a podcast like out loud in your frat.
No, not at all. But sports podcasts have gotten super big.
Yeah.
Like Part of My Take.
Yeah.
Like Barstool in general.
Yeah.
They've like kind of like, in my opinion, I always just see it on social media or whatever. But I have to get on that just because, like, well, when I'm in the car, I'd rather just listen to music for, like, the 10 minutes I'm in the car, you know?
Yeah, because you guys are, like, your rides are 10 minutes. Mine are, like, 40.
Yeah, so exactly. Because like, the traffic, right? Pod.
Yeah. And it's, like, I can only go through my playlist so many times.
It's definitely, like, a trip thing.
Yeah.
Like, hour. If you're going, like, to Indy, I'll listen to a podcast.
Got it. Can you guys explain a little bit about, this is going to be mostly polls, but can you explain the house you're in, how old you are, what year you are in school, etc., your majors?
I am a sophomore.
This is Philip speaking, by the way.
Sophomore at Indiana University, studying finance. We are both in the Fiji fraternity, and yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, so this is Paul talking, or Nate. Yeah, I'm a junior.
Small at, or Nate, so, or Pete.
Yeah, oh yeah, either one. So I'm a junior at IU. Yeah, so I'm studying exercise science. I transferred, so me and Phil have gotten close just because, like, when I transferred, I joined Fiji or whatever. And yeah, I'm just glad to be here and everything.
Cool. So what do you want to be?
Lately, I've been thinking about hopefully becoming a sports agent. I think that'd be really cool, but we'll see if that can happen.
Cool. What about you, Spall? What's your...
I want to be a physician assistant.
Sick.
Yeah.
Cool. So you're in the healthcare...
Exactly.
...grind.
Love that stuff.
Got it. Okay, let's start off. I feel like it's tradition now every time I have a frat boy on to do some rapid fire questions. I'm going to put you in the hot seat and
right
you guys
away.
Don't have to listen or answer right away. Who would like to answer first?
Me. You can go first?
Okay.
I love it.
So Phil will be first and then Sapal, you're right after.
I'm right after.
Okay.
So let's alternate questions. So I'll go first with first.
Okay. Are you getting nervous?
Yeah. All right. I can respect that.
Okay. Okay, so we're going to pause the episode really quickly so I can talk about literally one of my favorite things on the planet, Anchor. So if you haven't heard about Anchor before, it's basically the easiest way to make a podcast, period. Let me just explain to you what they have. First of all, it's free, which, like, nothing's free anymore, so I feel like that's already your number one winner. Second of all, there's, like, all these different creation tools on the platform where you can make your own podcast and, like, you can record and edit it right from your phone or your computer, which is, like, crazy because you don't need all this fancy equipment. And like I said, it's free, so you're saving money that way too. And then my personal favorite thing about Anchor, and, like, the main reason why I use it, is because Anchor will literally distribute your podcast for you. So it can be heard on all different platforms that, like, basically any podcast can be distributed. So it can be heard through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and many, many more. So all you do is submit your podcast link and they literally distribute it everywhere for you, which is incredible. And overall, it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So it's super easy. I can't recommend it enough. I personally use this every week and I just love it so much. I recommend it to everyone of my friends that wants to start a podcast. Even my brother uses it. So it's very user-friendly and I definitely recommend. So be sure to download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. So don't miss your opportunity to make an awesome podcast and download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Now let's get back into the episode. Hope you're enjoying it so far. Mwah. Okay, what frat do you think you would be in if you weren't in Fiji?
Ooh, it's tough.
That is a tough one.
SAE, Phi Delta, Sig Chi, maybe. One of those three.
Okay, cool. I don't really know what any of
that is. I mean, I'd have to rush and just get a feel, but I don't know.
Yeah, I guess that's one thing. Like, you just don't know. You just see them at parties and you don't really talk to them that much, so it's, like, tough to...
Got it. What sorority do you think I would be in? I did this in the last one, but I feel like it may have changed, you know?
Philly, she's your sister.
I don't know. I'm going AKO.
Really? Yeah. You're going back to your roots.
Yeah.
He's bouncing around.
Your personality.
I think you'd be Kaya. I'm gonna stand by that. Really? I always thought that. Yeah, because, like, we didn't have a pledge as a Kaya, but we've known, like, when we partied first semester our freshman year, or his freshman year, my sophomore year, we got to know some of the Kayos, and I know some of them through clubs.
Yeah.
And I think you fit them.
Really?
As well. Yeah.
The most I've gotten, I
can see Pi Phi too. I go AKO or Pi Phi.
Everyone to me already says AKO. Bree says Pi Phi now.
Yeah.
Zach Wisen says Zeta.
I can see Zeta.
I mean, I think you'd fit in any of them. Like, you do fine.
I know girls in a bunch of
them, exactly.
So I love all of them. I also think it's interesting how they change by pledge class.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. And there's, like, just so many girls. You take in 60 girls, there's going to be so many different dimensions to each pledge class.
Who would you say in your pledge class is the best dancer?
Me. Nate's Paul.
Probably Tom.
Tom Werner's really good. I can only respect Tom Werner, Jared Kaiser, Philip King.
Oh, I love Jerry.
Yeah.
Tom and Jerry just got those long bodies.
Yeah, when you're lanky, you get
when they have those long arms, they just have to flop them around.
Yeah, it's
like
smooth.
Dancing.
I wish. I wish I had
okay,
that.
Okay, what about who has the most drip?
Ooh,
Nate Sapal.
I'd say Sapal or Tom have good fashion.
Yeah, Tom's really good at fashion, too.
God, Tom.
Like, I go to Tom. I go to Tom when I'm making sure, like, I'm looking all right. I wouldn't lie.
I love him. Okay, so... We've been talking about this whole break a lot. I've noticed that you guys have been, like, bantering a lot about IG pics. Like, oh, bro, did you see her pic? Like, did you see that? Did you see her story? Like, dang, she was looking so hot. What are your thoughts on IG picks. Like, do you guys pay attention?
Yeah, definitely.
For sure.
Because to me, you pay way more attention than I ever thought.
Really? Well, it's a little different now since we're on break. Like, it's winter break for us right now. So, like, you're not doing anything.
So you're just paying attention.
Yeah. And so you're just on social media looking through it, and these girls are going on trips, you know.
Damn.
And everything. And, like, we definitely overanalyze the picks when it comes to, like, wow, she's going there. Like, what a pick.
When you see a good pick, do you, like, screenshot it and send it to a friend? Like, dang, this pick looks so good.
Yeah, like, we definitely have sent pictures and, like, our crew message. Like, dang, like, look at this picture.
Yeah.
Dang, like, TK's looking good.
Yeah.
You guys do that?
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's hard because I'm not, like, in a sorority and, like, I'm not, like, oh, like, everyone knows, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? Like, so it's hard. But, like, I feel like my friends don't do that as much. Like, I would love to know if sorority girls do that.
Yeah. About guys. Yeah, for sure. But it's definitely just, like, if she posts a really good picture, she looks really good in it. It's just like, dang, you see this? Like,
She's
looking good.
Okay. What type of a pic do you love a girl to post on Instagram?
I like the fun, not, like, the basic. Like, I hate when girls do, like, not even showing their teeth, like,
Saw smile.
I'm not a fan of that.
I can't do that.
I like the fun, having a good time. Like, you can have, like, the first one be like, all right, I'm trying to look good. But, like, if the second one's, like, fun, I think that's pretty true.
I think I think both, like, there's a spectrum to it, right? So it's like, you get the girl that's, like, on the beach, sand in hands, knees on the ground.
Life's the beach.
I'm not a big fan. But, like, at the same time, I also like the ones where, like, it could just be a picture of them, and then, like, the next picture over is, like, a view. You know what I'm saying? Like, just, like, two different things. Like, you swipe over.
See, I don't like... I like...
Like, something like...
Artsy.
I think that's, like, super cool, because it's different. It kind of makes me feel weird.
Yeah. We were just arguing... Or they were just arguing because this girl posted, like, an artsy pic.
Yeah.
I don't want to expose her. It was, like, at a museum.
Yeah.
Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah.
Okay. It was at a museum.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so Paul was like, oh my God, this is so cool. And Phil was like, I just want to see your face.
Yeah. Like, but I think that's more of a story thing.
See, it is, but at the same time,
museum, just put that on your story.
But I can only, I can only respect it.
Yeah, but it's not like she's posting the Instagram for you.
Yeah,
I know, but
it's like her. So, like, what I believe and what someone told me, which I thought was super cool, is social media is what you want it to be. It's how you want people to see you.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, like, if I delete something off my Instagram, someone's like, "Why'd you delete that? Like, we were a picture of it. Like, maybe I just didn't want you to like. I don't want it to be part of like what people think of me now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What are your thoughts on that? Like, if you have an ex girlfriend,
are you deleting pics?
Delete pics of the ex?
I feel like, yeah. Like, I feel like nothing wrong with that. Like, that's exactly how it got.
Do you delete them or do you archive them?
Oh, I see. I didn't even know you could archive.
Okay.
But,
so,
like,
you
could... I think it depends on, like, the breakup.
Yeah,
like,
for
if
sure.
If it's, like, a bad breakup and, like, you really don't
if
like
it was a good
person,
time, like, yeah. If that's, like, I have some that were, like, it was a really good time, like, we went on vacation or something and, like, took a picture, you know what I'm saying? Something like that.
Like,
I'll keep on that. That's really great memories. But other ones are kind of like, I don't need those on there.
Yeah, well, I agree with that.
My social media is what I want it to be, then why can't, like, there's nothing wrong with me.
Yeah, got it. So you like an artsy pic. You don't mind it.
I don't mind it as well as I can respect it. Just because, like, if she throws it on the gram rather than a story, then it's obviously she cares about it as well.
Yeah, thinks it's cool.
And it's just not very basic or, like, narcissistic. It takes away from, like, look at me.
Yeah.
Look at
what I'm into. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's
why I like that. Okay, cool.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those, like, lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing / time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit apartments.com, the place to find a place.
What about like stories? What kind of girl, what's like a classic story at IU?
Sunset.
Semester recap videos.
Sunset.
And with the caption like, Bloom hits different or something.
Yeah.
About Bloomington.
When you see, Bloom hits different for us because we're from Bloomington.
Yeah.
Bloom hits
it's funny
different.
When people talk about
what else? What's a classic like sorority girl caption?
Oh, same time next week. That's on there every
yeah,
tailgate.
That's true.
Same time next week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or like if they go on a forum where they're like same time next weekend, it's like
yeah, when you like Nashville, or Chicago.
Times. Yeah.
It's just, but like,
what else is basic?
Oh, like when Little Five comes around, like Little 500, like lit. Toll five, like,
oh.
And I'm just like, oh, every year, man. Like, and they capitalize LIT.
Yeah,
it's like, I mean, it's clever, but like, I got like 10 other girls.
What else am I supposed to do, Saval?
I mean, you can figure out something. Like, I don't know, before I like anyone posts a pic, I feel like you looked at the feed first, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to be like, you don't want to be put in the category with all the other girls that post at the same time,
okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah,
because we all know it's not a secret that there's a prime time to post. There is.
Really? When is that in your eyes?
I don't know, like between 8 to 10.
8 to 10 p.m.?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right? That's just how I look at things.
I'm
sure
doing it whenever.
Throwing it on.
Whenever I'm feeling it.
Yeah, I kind of throw, I think a great day to post, what's the best day to post?
Sunday.
Everyone's doing
after the weekend.
I agree. Reminisce on the weekend.
Insta's popping on Sundays.
It is. You're definitely right.
Okay, what about, are there like Insta baddies at IU?
I wouldn't say not necessarily.
There's
a few that have like, all right, you got like plus 10K. People know your name.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyone that has like plus 10K, like people know who they are?
Yeah, there's like,
I say so.
There's like a select few girls. Like,
yeah, exactly.
All the guys know who
why do they have 10K? Is it because they're like
hot,
super high?
Yeah, I'd say so. But then again, like.
Or is it because they know how to like run their Instagram? You know what I mean?
It's definitely because.
It's definitely both.
Yeah.
It's definitely both.
Yeah, because of the, but
some
I feel
those,
like there's
10K girls, like their Instagram's not that special. They're just hot.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
What you're saying.
Yeah, okay. But I also feel like the opposite. Sometimes there's like really hot girls that just don't care.
That's true, yeah.
Okay, now that we got a little bit of the Insta talk out of the way, last few questions. One, what kind of music do you want your girl to listen to?
Wow. Anything, really.
Not except a specific genre.
I just think everything.
But yeah, everything. You know what I'm saying? Like I can throw on country. And she's like, in like when it's warm out, say it's a spring or something, riding through like the town or something. She like was loving it. But
you're
if I like
through the Bloom,
like yeah, just back roads or something. You know what I'm saying?
Got a sunset going.
Yeah, I mean like if throwing it on, she
Got
starts singing
throw
along.
Throw Snapchat up, okay?
You know what I'm saying?
I know the vibe. You know the Forking vibes.
But if a girl like if you get a rap song on, and she's
yeah,
like,
she's
just busting out
she's
of the verse,
firing that's kind of
hot.
She's firing
yeah.
the bars, and you're
yeah.
just like you're over
you're
in
like,
the driver's seat. You're just like, all right, and then you go back and forth with them.
Yeah, that's sick.
And then you throw on like
a little
Hozier or like alternative, and then she vibes that too, and she's like loving it.
Okay. Okay, cool. What would be like a genre of music or like a song you would be like, oh my god, I'm embarrassed that you like know that, or like you're like that's weird.
Like if I go in and we're in the car and she just takes the aux and she goes like straight like hardcore Skrillex,
like dubstep.
Like, all right, yeah, like and she's like boom. I'm like, all right.
Well, okay.
That's
so,
a little bit weird.
See, I feel that, but I'm more concerned when I give her the aux and she throws it on some Chief Keef and she's yelling on the lyrics. Okay, and the bass is going, and she's making me kind of intimidated. Because if we're a first date, and she eat funny?
Yeah,
if
like,
she just throws it on.
So.
Well, no, but I'm talking about not the chorus. I'm talking like the main rap
okay,
lyric,
yeah.
T Grizzly. You know what I'm saying? Like, that would just be
that'd
concerning
be
to me.
Yeah.
I'd be like, yo, like, I'm kind of confused as well
yeah.
as intimidated right now.
Got
like,
it,
you're
got
screaming
it.
The lyrics.
Okay, I also feel like girls are starting to, like, discover and use TikTok at IU.
Yeah.
It's not fair to say.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, what are your thoughts on that?
I think it's funny.
I don't,
if you can put yourself out there like that, as well as just, like, be funny or, like, be creative with it, I think it's super, like, super cool. So I'm just, like, I don't know. Like, I think passion is super cool with girls.
Yeah,
and everything.
I agree. I love that, too. I actually follow a few of them. I think they're so funny.
Mm-hmm.
What song are you putting on a first date? Like, what are you putting on, like, right before you pick them up so that it, like, is playing as you're, like, driving off of the girl?
Is this, like... like, very first date? Like, you're trying to get it done in game?
Very first date.
Yeah. Very first date.
Probably some Post or Khalid.
I think Khalid's a good move.
Still.
Yeah.
Khalid. I think
Free
Khalid.
Spirit album or what? Like, what song?
We're going, like, 18.
Or a little Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, that'd be...
Sheeran, a sing-along Khalid. Song, but a sad song by Ed Sheeran. I'm throwing, like, the Train.
A-Team Ed Sheeran.
Train. I'd throw Train
on there. Oh, that's cute.
Like, you know,
okay.
Like, Hey Soul Sister's always a vibe, in my opinion.
I'm never playing. That just reminds me of Jager's, like, bonfire.
So true.
Sorry, Jager.
I'm Yours Radio.
Yeah. You always would be playing
that's Jager's.
That.
That's the Jager's. Oh, and then last thing, thoughts on mass snaps. Like, how often do you get a mass snap from a girl?
Often. I feel like sometimes. Like, you never know, but you get a vibe that, like, it's like, this could
is it obvious?
Well, it's like if they don't really say, it has nothing to do with what you were just talking about previously, or it's like something random, you know, it's a mass snap, in my opinion. If it's like something like anyone could relate to, or like, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I feel like it could easily be mass snap. I don't necessarily know.
Yeah.
I feel like
is it annoying to you when people send mass snaps? Like, are you like, just don't send me it?
Not I think really. It just depends on like the mass snap though. If it's funny, then it's like, okay, I understand why you mass snapped it, but it's like a selfie, like, with a dog, like saying like, oh my god, blah, 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 something like that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's not very interesting.
No.
Okay, let's roll into the polls. Which poll are you most excited for to hear some results?
Oh, what's it called?
I like the jealous one.
The jealous one?
Yeah.
I'm kind of interested to see if a guy can be too nice.
Okay, now let's be honest, fellas. Are we looking to see if a certain someone is voting in these?
For sure.
I mean, always.
Do you guys want to answer the ones that I put up previously that day?
Yeah, let's
do. Because a guy friend of mine gave me some, so, like, they're kind of interesting, too. All
right.
Okay, one. What do you use to wash your body? A bar of soap or body wash?
Body wash.
Got it. I agree. 84% said body wash. Girls, do you like chest hair? What do you think?
Do girls like chest hair?
Yeah.
I'd say no.
I don't think so. Like, a lot of chest hair? We were talking, like,
if they're, like, full chest.
Yeah,
like,
I'm out on that.
So. I don't know.
Okay, 26% said yes, 74% said no.
Yeah, that's good.
I think that, like, it depends on the person.
Yeah. If they can pull it off or not?
Yeah.
Like, if they wear, like, a button-up and
it's like,
a little
either
bit
they can rock it, like, or they don't. Do you think girls like beards?
I don't think they like full-on beards. At least the girls that, like, the college girls, like, that wear around, I don't think they like... Well, beards.
Well, nobody really has a big beard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't personally like a huge beard, which 52% said no. 48% said yes. But I said, do you like facial hair, so scruff? And that's 61% said yes.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's way different than a full-ass, like, beard. What are your thoughts on guys betting on sports?
I think it's okay.
I mean, as long as it's in a reasonable amount.
Yeah, a reasonable amount. Like,
if you're throwing $100 on games, that's a little, like, come on, bro.
If you're down a lot of money at one point and you're thinking, like, I can win it back, that's when you just need to stop.
Yeah.
Got it. I actually don't care at all. I think it's kind of hot.
Yeah, because you're focused in on it.
Because I think it's funny that they're, like, so into the game. Like, I get it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Only 20% said it's unattractive. 80% said they don't care.
I don't think girls care.
I don't get it. Girls care. Almost becomes a problem.
Is a guy more attractive because he likes sports?
I'd say... From a girl's perspective?
Yeah. From a girl's perspective?
Yeah.
Yeah, what about you? Like, what about guys?
These are all girl perspectives, though. I'd say yeah. I feel like, I don't know, if it matters if
an
the girl's
athletic
into,
guy.
An athletic guy.
I think for sure.
Like,
if they don't know more about sports than I do, I'm pissed.
Yeah.
Like, it's a deal breaker for me. So 52% said yes.
Only what? Wow.
Yeah. Do you call guys daddy if they're hot? Do you think girls do that?
Yeah. I've heard girls say that.
Like, but, like,
damn,
not to the guy.
Damn, he's a dad.
But if they're talking
to their friends.
Yeah. To their friends. Yeah. They're talking, yeah.
I agree. Only 21% said yes, but I think they're either boring or they're lying.
Yeah, they're lying for sure.
Yeah. I feel like it's funny when I'm goofing around with my friends. Yeah. They're like, dude, he's a daddy.
Yeah, exactly.
Daddy. Yeah.
But, like, I don't think they would ever call a dude daddy.
No, without. I would never straight up be like, daddy.
Yeah, exactly. See, that's just weird.
Is it hot when girls are into sports?
Oh,
yeah.
For sure. Like, if I'm watching a game and she's like, oh, come on, you gotta hit that post route. I'm like, dang, my girl knows sports.
That's a lot. But if we're talking and she's like, I'm like, I'm watching the game.
Yo, that play was so good.
Yeah, if I'm watching the game on Sunday, it's like NFL game, she's asking like oh, how's the Colts doing?
Okay.
Are they making the playoffs
this year? I feel like that's way more fair. People are not going to
I think it's more like if she's into like the game, if she's like passionate, but like if she's like an IU football game, she like doesn't really care. But like if they score a touchdown, she's hyped.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
70% said yes, it's hot.
Yeah. Post route.
Post route. I was like, there's no way she'll know what a post route is.
Bruh.
I respect it if she does.
If they like you, does it impress you when a girl knows like a lot about sports?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
What's something everyone should know versus what's something that's impressive?
Like, you should know, like, what a three-pointer is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it'd be impressive if you have, like, if she's, like, 3 seconds in the lane. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, exactly. I guess you should just know, like, the basic rules of every sport.
What about, like, a charge?
I think that's 50-50.
That's 50-50. Yeah. If she asked me, like, what happened there, yeah, I wouldn't like, be like, charge, you don't know like, what happened.
Yeah, okay.
But, but if she asked me, like, what happened, then it's like, oh, you're interested. You actually want to, like, understand.
What if she, like, she accidentally said, like, free throw for like a layup.
It's kind of tough.
If it happened once, I'd be like, oh, okay, I'll explain to you, Q, like whatever.
Like if she's shooting a free throw, she's like, come on, make these layups. So I'm like,
that is tough. That is tough.
You gotta know that.
I'm crying.
Come on, your dad gotta teach you better than that.
If they like you, you'll know. If they don't like you, you'll be confused. True or false?
For sure. I think it's true. I voted true on that poll. Because think about it. If she's sending you signs, like, she's wanting to hang out with you, or she's, like, you text and
it's
snap.
That's so true. I think
if you text and snap, that's real, in my opinion.
That's true.
At the same time, two different conversations going on.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's just, like,
it's true.
That's easy.
But 68% said true.
I'll take that.
Do you care when guys gamble? Do you think that girls care?
Ooh, probably not.
Probably not.
It's just depending on
how much. Yeah. Again, like if it's a problem.
51% said yes, they care about gambling.
Girls do?
Yeah.
About guys gambling?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's starting your polls. Does your guy have to have good style? Yes or no? What do you think?
I think he does.
I think he
does. Definitely.
Absolutely for me. 73% said yes.
Okay.
27% said no. Are you attracted to money?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's not like
I think it's different for in college. Like, we don't really make our own money, so you can't really judge people on their money because it's all, like, based off their parents. But I think, like, out of college, like, if you're 27, like, why would you not be attracted to a girl? Like, if she's killing the game and she's making money, why would you not be attracted to that?
She's, like, a boss.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that is like, attractive.
Yeah.
She's doing her own thing. She's, like, I don't know. Yeah, it's definitely attractive.
But, like, at our stage in our life, you can't really judge because nobody's making serious money.
Got it. In
college.
I remembered a question I was going to ask you earlier. What's, like, a hot or a major, like, that a girl is majoring in that you find really attractive?
I think the Kelly girls.
The Kelly girls? The business boys?
I mean,
the business girls.
The business boys?
I mean, I'm not even in Kelly, like, business school. So, like, when I see a girl in a business professional suit, I think it's kind of attractive. Like, she has some power.
She's a boss,
but also,
dude.
Like, that's attractive. I think, honestly, like, elementary school, like, ed, like, girls, because they're caring. You know, that's what I get from it. Like, you're, like kids. You can handle kids. You're a patient, probably.
Yeah.
You're charismatic.
I like the nurses.
No, and that's the same thing with nurses, too.
Nurses.
When they walk around with scrubs.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. 62% said they're not attracted to money and they're lying.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not necessarily bad. I think it's like natural.
I think it's just everyone's obviously attracted
to money. Yeah.
Okay, 38% said yes, which, like, glad we have some real ones. Do you like a romantic? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, if we can watch some rom-coms together, I'm in.
Is that your version of romance?
Yeah, that as well as, like, she's not gonna dates. she's like, if I bring her roses or flowers.
What's a romantic date?
I think I'm taking you out to dinner, and then afterwards we can go get some ice cream.
Where to dinner?
Malibu.
Nice place. Malibu Grill, like something somewhere nice.
And then ice cream where?
Hartzell's, because it's just down the street.
I think I'm pulling like a chocolate mousse.
Really?
Yeah. And then we take those, we don't eat it there, we take it to like the lake.
Or you take the ice cream, is it gonna melt?
No. But imagine where we get the ice cream, like Brewster. Say I can go to Brewster's and we can go to Causeway. You know what I'm saying?
Cute.
Or even just like, I could even say a romantic day would be like, if it's a really nice day out, it's like, what are you doing? She comes up and you start playing music, windows down, drive through to the lake or something.
You love the windows down drive.
Windows down drive and like playing blasting music. It's just it's a good time.
Women's different in the fall.
Playing
But Khalid would be, like, no, but I'm trying to say, like, I think it'd be fun.
See, I feel like I would low-key play Intro by Khalid. I love that song.
See, I don't really like I don't like the lake dates.
What do you, okay, so what's your
I like having fun, like doing something fun, active.
So,
like,
I agree.
Going to a basketball game, football game, like, something
you do
happening.
Love it, yeah. I feel
or,
that.
Like,
I'm the exact same
going way. To play putt-putt. Something where it's, like, not too awkward. Like, because if I'm just sitting at the lake, it's just like, all right.
See, for me, if a guy were to take me golfing, I'd be like, hell yeah, because I'm, like, low-key decent at golfing.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like, okay, I can show him up right now, mm-hmm. right? And I, like, don't say anything.
I feel like with dates, in my opinion, I'm just into, like,
but like
getting to know them, talking to them, holding a conversation.
You're definitely better at, like, talking to girls, so...
You know what I'm saying?
Like, you're better that's your at carrying a that's conversation. Phil's better at, like, commentating on
yeah.
a date.
Yeah. All right.
Do you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
so it's like, things. You yeah. gotta that's go to your environment.
Exactly. And also, like, it's nice to, like, say it doesn't go well. Like, she can't carry a conversation yeah. and stuff like that. Then it's like, oh, ding, ding, ding. Like, I just don't... like this.
Yeah, but then if, like, you're doing something fun and, like, you're not into her, you could just be like, all right, let me get a good round of putt-putt in.
Okay, 93% said they like a romantic.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like
why,
that's
I mean, why
attractive.
Wouldn't you? Yeah.
Are you attracted to someone who is a brand whore?
Probably, like, if they're wearing the same brand every day.
Someone that's just, like...
Likes clout.
Like, in my head, like, a brand whore is someone that, like, only wears Gucci or only wears, like, brands. Like, they're
high
very,
end.
Like... Well, not necessarily. It's just, like, they, like, think flexing is, like, the brand that they're wearing.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Versus, like, I think being a brand whore and having good style is
yeah.
a lot different.
I would say there's a fine line because it's, like, if you can find...
They
it's
think
really cool.
that having a brand on you is good style.
Yeah,
you know
see, I'm
mean?
Not attracted to that.
Nah. I think you could have sick style with, like, a $50 outfit if you just make it cool.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I don't care where it's from.
I agree.
Yeah. But if you have, like, a little Gucci purse, I'm like, all right, that's kind of sick.
Gucci belt? Like,
yeah,
say it's
yeah,
like,
Gucci belt's sick.
Yeah.
A girl or something.
What kind of, yeah, what's your favorite, like, designer you like girls to wear?
Gucci?
Yeah, Gucci.
I like Balenciaga.
You do?
I
think
that's the sick. Shoes?
Yeah, or like a purse, Balenciaga purse.
I think girls wear the off-white belts.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I love an off-white belt.
But I feel like belts are pretty easy for girls to, like...
Rock
on an outfit. Because we don't really see girls rocking, like, L.A. drip. You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? You know what I'm talking when I say that?
Yeah.
It's mostly,
and also,
like,
girls,
Gucci belts, off-white.
Girls don't wear, unless you're going to the bars, which will be soon for you, but, like, girls don't wear their purse
to the
parties.
Yeah, exactly.
True.
Right? But do you notice when a girl has a designer purse?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
For sure. Or
really?
Belt.
Yeah.
Or, like, if she's rocking Canada Goose jackets.
Okay.
Canada Goose is a big one.
Yeah, right? Canada Goose is, like, when it comes to the jackets, like, wintertime,
yeah,
so she's rocking, it's like, all right, take it easy, bye.
I don't really know. I'm not really, like, like, if she's, like, Canada Goose, I'm like, dang. Like,
no,
so
no.
much hotter.
No,
like,
yeah.
She got Canada. She got
yeah.
money.
Got it. Okay. You're not like, oh, I gotta do
yeah, yeah, exactly. It's not like a...
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, see, for me, it's really interesting what, like, I would think about a guy wearing... Ask me some questions about...
Like, if a guy had, like, a Gucci belt. I think that's fun. Like
a Gucci belt? I would probably be like... It just... I don't really care.
Yeah.
I guess it's all about how they wear it. Like, if they have a horrible outfit and they're wearing a Gucci belt, I'd be like, bro, no.
Yeah, it's like you're rocking the Gucci belt with but some Hollister
like,
jeans.
It's like, if a guy's wearing a Gucci belt and, like, I can barely even notice because his, like, outfit's so, like, dope, then, like, I'm into it.
Yeah, it's a subtle. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I like the subtle flex.
I like the subtle flex. Yeah, for sure.
What about, like, the slides? Do you like the slides for guys?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. Yeah, but I'm not like, damn, like, I need the date.
Yeah, for sure. Exactly. You know? But like, it's more of a respect thing.
Like, in my head, like, Adidas slides, like, you can rock Adidas slides and, like, Gucci slides the exact same way.
Yeah, I feel.
I know. It's just all about how the whole outfit
comes together.
Yeah. Okay, so 88% said they're not attracted to someone who's a brand whore.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah.
What's more important, confidence or intelligence? I think this is a great question.
We're thinking about girls.
We're talking about girls. Okay. So if I came up, yeah, I'd say confidence.
I say confidence. Because
if you're not confident, you're not.
What about, what do you think for you? What's more important?
Confidence.
Confidence. I feel like confidence, like,
confidence girl.
Yeah, I can have regular smarts, I guess, or regular intelligence, but if I'm, like, speaking with confidence, like, you believe me more.
Yeah.
Rather than me list file facts to you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, look, we're talking about 24.
Yeah, like, stuff like that. Like,
got it. 54% said confidence.
Yeah.
But that means 46% said intelligence.
It just gives. I guess it depends on scenario. If I'm talking, I go up to a girl at a party and I'm confident, like, just like myself. And, like, I'd rather have that than, like, come off as smart.
Yeah. Do you like a guy who is goofy or smooth? What about for girls? What do you like? Someone who's goofy or smooth?
I kind of like the goofy.
I like goofy,
like, fun.
Because she's like, she has a personality. Yeah, yeah. I can talk to her for a little bit.
Got it.
She's not a bot.
Yeah.
See, and what do you think girls like for guys?
I think they probably like smooth at first. A little bit both. But, like, if we had to go off those, like, two answers, I feel like they like smooth at first. But then if you smooth the whole time, I feel like you can get boring.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you just need
to okay, I would vote in this goofy, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, like, I think 80% needs to be goofy, 20% needs to be smooth.
Yeah, you gotta have a little.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I feel like that's a perfect percentage
for sure.
Breakup. Okay, 81% said goofy.
Yeah. All
right.
That makes sense.
Is there such a thing as a guy just being too nice?
Yes.
No,
If it's creepy,
like, what's too nice though? It depends on, like, I don't know, if you're just like,
okay, I'll give you an example.
I love it.
I have, like, girlfriends, for instance, when a guy they're not into, is texting them, and the girl still responds, and she's like, "Well, I just feel bad, whatever." I'm like, no, don't respond. You don't like him. Like, you don't have to just be nice.
Yeah, because if you're too nice, you can definitely lead people on.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I have friends that actually do that. They're like, "Well, I'm just trying to be nice." I'm like, "No, that's not being nice."
Yeah.
You're giving them
That's true.
And I'm either like, you're lying because you want to talk to them. Yeah. Or I'm like, if I don't like someone, like, I'm not going to talk to them.
Exactly.
That's true.
Like, I maybe reply the first three texts, but after that, I'm like, we're not having full blown conversation about what's going on tonight.
That's true.
So I think when a guy is just like too nice, like, I mean, there's a difference between, like, my guy that's friend that's just, like, nice as hell versus, like, just a guy, like, being just way too nice.
Yeah,
like that I'm into.
Okay.
Like, a person that I'm into, if they're just way too nice, I'm like, I gotta banter a little, bro. 69% said yeah.
Yep.
There is. That makes sense. I should probably.
What about girls? Do you think there's such a thing as a girl being just way too nice?
I don't think I've ever. There probably is, but, like, I've never met one that was, like, I was like, whoa, you're just way too nice.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel like when I think of a girl that's way too nice, it's just someone that has no full character. Yeah. Like, they're just like.
She's just trying, like, to all
like, like, when
it.
I describe it, they're like, oh, who's that? I'm like, she's just really nice. Like, you, like, what do you
true.
Say?
Yeah, exactly.
Not like, oh, she's so sick. Like, she's dope. Like, she's awesome.
Yeah, it's true. Like, she's
like, I like a girl with a little attitude. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, we'll call you out.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Agreed. 69% said yes, 31% said no. What do you prefer, an old soul or someone who is trendy / in the know?
I think it, old, like, this is, like, from the other take, because I feel like a lot of people say in the know, like, in the know, right? Old soul's cute, like, it's, like, different.
So what is your definition of old soul? Because you came up with this.
Yeah, I just think, like, you know, she's not necessarily, she's kind of, like, naive to the trends necessarily. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, so you think if they have an old soul, they're just like, they don't know what's going on?
Well, that is mixed with, like, they're just into old things, vintage things. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
They kind of like old movies, old music. I think, like, that's interesting. Like,
so it's different. But you think they're, like, ignorant to what's, like, trendy and
hot? A little bit sometimes.
Okay.
You know,
see, when I think old soul, I think, okay, maybe I think that too. But when I initially thought old soul, I was like, oh, they just appreciate like older things, or like they have like an older taste.
Yeah. I think it's a mixture of both.
A mixture of both. Yeah. Okay.
But
what about you, Phil?
I don't really care. If they're throwing on some throwbacks, like some Jackson 5, I think that's attractive.
Yeah, exactly. But like, it's interesting, like, I'd talk to them like why they like that stuff, and like if they're passionate about it, then that's attractive.
Got it. Okay. Hot take. Is it unattractive when they don't know what's trendy / in the know? Like if you're like saying some terms and they're like, what does that mean?
Yeah. Or just like, what?
Like if you're like, oh, I'm just trying to gas you up, girl, and she's like, what?
Yeah, yeah, you just do weird. The slangs and stuff, and you're like, it's just kind of tough.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
See, I feel like I would rather have someone who's trendy / in the know.
Yeah.
But I kind of have, like, an old soul in the sense, in the definition that, like, I love oldies music.
Yeah.
Like, my favorite song is September by Earth, Wind, and Fire. You know what I mean? So, like, stuff like that. But as far as, like...
Not knowing.
But. Yeah. Like, I feel like if someone, like, doesn't know, like, certain obvious terms or stuff, I'm like, bruh.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I'm like, you can't hang. 45% said trendy in the know. 55% said old soul.
Wow. That's crazy.
I know. Does paying... Which I could also see girls taking that as like treating a girl like how guys did in the olden days or something.
Yeah.
I could see some girls saying that. Okay. Does paying for a girl mean it's a date?
If it's one-on-one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Like if it's like one of the first times hanging out.
I've taken I've hung out with a girl for something and I've just paid for it before. Just because like, I don't know, like my...
Were you into her?
No. I just like, it's like she's my friend, and as well as I don't want her paying for, I don't know, like my dad has always told me.
That's like the too nice thing, you know what I'm saying?
Well, it's just my dad's always told me like a girl shouldn't like, that's just how I was raised.
Yeah.
My dad was always like, a girl should never pay for herself. And
got
it. So you're saying every time you're out with a girl,
what you're saying is I need to go eat with you.
Yeah. I mean, I pay for you. No, but like, no, unnecessarily like, I mean, yeah, it could not come off as too nice, but just like how my dad like, just like.
Raised.
Yeah, raised.
I think that's fair. So does paying for someone mean that it's a date?
I'd say so.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's more than friends, which aka probably date.
If there's like three guys and three girls and you're like, hey, I got you, that's like...
Oh, yeah, okay. I can see that situation.
Like, that's your girl.
Question. Let's say you're friends. Like, you're friends growing up, right?
Yeah.
And, like, because I have this happen to me, right? Okay, let's say I'm friends with someone, and they're visiting in L.A. for the weekend, right? Mm-hmm. They're, like, have a work thing, they're visiting someone, they have a wedding, whatever it is. And we go out to eat, because we're like, oh, my God, I haven't seen you in forever. If they pay for me, does that mean they're being friendly?
I think that's friendly.
That's friendly.
Okay, I think that's friendly,
If you definitely know your friends, then... Like you can tell if you're just friends.
Yeah, okay, that's a good thing to put in there then, too. If we both know that we're both comfortable enough to be, like, friends, and I pay for you, then it's, like...
And you're visiting, that's,
like, visiting is a big part of that.
Because I feel like a lot of times, like, if someone visits me and we go out to eat, like, I'll buy their thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or whatever, just because I'm being nice.
Yeah, yeah.
46% said yes, that means it's a date. 54% said no, so far.
I'm just saying, they're just being nice.
Do you wait for someone to double text / snap you to see if they're actually into you?
I've never done that.
No. And I also think that's just, like, tough. Like, I don't know. I would never, like, test a girl whether or not by that.
Got it.
You know what I'm saying?
Got it.
I think it's a little, like, if a guy did it, it's a little petty. If a girl did it, then it's, like, I'm confused. I'm never going to double snap that girl, though. Just because, like, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, let's say you wanted to go and text someone, and you're the last text.
Yeah.
Like, are you like, oh, I'm out, I can't text
you?
Yeah,
yeah.
Really?
It depends how we left off and how long ago.
Yeah.
Because if it was, like, a week ago and it was, like, me
if
saying
it's
something.
The same day.
But if it's, like, me saying, like, hey, you want to get food or, like, something like that, like, I'm out. Like, obviously she doesn't.
Got it. Okay.
I can take a hint.
I feel like I don't do this purposely at all. But I will notice if I didn't text back and then they double text me, I'd be like, oh. I'd be like, huh.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, okay. I have the confidence.
Talk to me now.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't overthink it, I don't think. Do you wait for someone to double text / snap and 72% said no?
I said no.
But that means 28% said yes.
Yeah, that's still a lot of people, girls and guys testing.
Yeah. If they double text / snap / DM you, they're into you.
No.
True or false?
I'd say false.
False. Right? I mean, like, there's some situations, though, where it could lead.
70% said false.
It, again, just depends on the person. Like, if you've known the person for, like, years, like, double sex, who cares?
Yeah.
But if it's a girl you just start talking to, then it's like, wow, she's interested. That's what I'm getting.
Got it. Okay. 30% said true. 70% said false.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Do you snap to have a convo with someone?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's like...
I think it's definitely more casual at our age.
I think it's dumb that some conversations you... Like, not even conversations. Some, like, people you snap are just your face back and forth. It may be kind of weird just to...
I agree. I have no, like, desire to do that. I'm just like, I don't care.
But, like, what's the point of it?
Yeah, I'm like, bro, just look at my Insta story. Literally. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, if you don't know what I'm doing, just look at my Insta story. I would say, do you snap to have convo with someone... That's the only reason why I would snap someone.
Yeah.
To have a convo. If someone's like, oh, I saw this, or like, and thought of you, or like, I don't know why someone would snap me.
Mm-hmm. But if you get like things done, you're texting. Like, what time are we meeting tonight?
Yes. You're texting that. Oh, yeah, for sure. Okay, 59% said yes. 41% said no.
Damn. Wow, 41, that's pretty big.
Wait, question. Are all plans made via text?
Yeah.
No.
Really?
No.
Like, if you're just snapping a girl, like, hey, you want to get some food?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But if it's, like, maybe it's long-term. Like, if I'm talking about, like, planning something, you know what I'm saying? Then it's like, I text her, so it's, like, there.
Have you ever had a moment when, like, someone says something via either Snap or text, and you're like, why didn't they... Like, if someone texted you something, mm-hmm. and it was, like, super cash, have you ever been like, why didn't they just snap me this?
Yeah, kind of.
Or if, like, someone sent you super serious verse on, like, Snap, and you're like, why didn't they text me this?
Yeah, like, other way around. I'd never text like, it's a Snap, like, or Snap a text.
Okay, I agree. Almost Snap to text. I'm like, why aren't they texting me this? So I feel like it's, like, Snap and texting etiquette.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta know.
Yeah, for sure. Because, like, after the Snap goes, you... away. I got it to keep.
Yeah, it goes
logs.
Away. Like, it was like information.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I want to speak. Got it. Okay, yeah. 59% said yes. Do you snap to have a convo with someone? 41% said no. Do you snap people without context or words?
I mean,
photos.
Photos.
Sometimes.
Sometimes, but, like, I just think, like, I'd rather have a conversation. Like, I've, you know what I'm saying?
I feel like the only time I do that is in our group, Phil. Yeah. Like, I feel like we just send stuff without context.
Yeah, all the time. Yeah, it's fun.
You know what I mean?
In a group, it's fun.
In a group, it's like, send without context. That's hilarious. Like, let's not have a conversation here.
Yeah.
I think one-on-one, I'm like, I have too much shit I gotta do.
Yeah, we're
like,
about other things. Just to snap a picture of myself.
Yeah, I'm just like, look at my Insta story. Okay, 65% said yes, they snap people without context.
Yeah, I think a lot of people do, but I don't think necessarily they like it.
I agree.
It's just so easy for them to take out their phone, take a picture of themselves real quick, and turn it off. You know what I'm saying?
Or you know what Snap I'm never replying to is, like, literally, like, of what you're doing, but not your face. So it's like...
She's in the kitchen.
Let's say you're out shopping. Yeah, let's say you're out shopping, and they, like, take a photo of, like, the store they're about to go into. That's so Philip. Like, I'm not replying to that. Like, no context, no words.
What did I say?
But what if you're at, like, a football game, and you, like... send a picture of the field. Like, you're just showing where you are.
See, I still want a caption that's like, let's go.
Yeah. Okay, but you're saying, like, Hoosiers by a million. I would respond.
But if you just put, like, just the field, like, I'm not responding.
And make you ask a question like, oh, you had a... Maybe sound dumb. Like, oh, are you at a football game?
Yeah.
Like, what am I supposed to say?
Like, 65% said they snap without context or words. Okay, do you always have a crush?
Nah.
No, you don't always have a crush, but you definitely, like, if you have
thinking
someone, you're
someone.
Thinking about somebody, right?
But, like, I feel like for us, like, there's so many girls that, like, one weekend it could be like, yo, who was I talking to? That girl last night.
Yeah.
And, like, the next week.
So you think,
like,
it changes a lot?
Yeah.
All the time.
How often?
Depends.
I mean, if you have, like, a serious crush.
Yeah.
Obviously.
You stay. Always. But, like, we have a thing... where it's like you meet a girl for the first time, like at a party or something. You wake up the next day and you're like, damn, guys, I'm in love with you guys. Like,
I know,
we say that all the time. I fell in love last night. Like, well, you're obviously not in love.
You're actually in love, like, but it's like,
guys all say that.
You like the idea of, like,
yeah, like she was so cool. Like the first impression, like,
Phil would be like, I'm in love with blah, 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 and drop down into 20 push ups. I'm like,
yeah,
relax. You are not in love.
And it's like, we go to each other's room, just like, guys, I think I'm in love.
Yeah.
And like, no way, who? And you're like, blah, blah, blah.
So that means, just like, I got a little crush on.
Yeah, like,
okay, what?
Like, I was into her last night.
And then for the week, you're for the week of school that you're doing, you're not seeing her at all.
Yeah.
You're thinking, like, I just wish I was with her.
Then the next week, and like, another girl comes.
Would someone ever say, like, I'm in love if they're actually in love with someone?
I think they tell the boys.
Like, but I actually like this girl.
Yeah, I actually like this girl.
Okay. You don't say guys, I'm in love with
her. No, you'd be like, guys, I'm actually really into this girl.
Okay, got it. That's when you know, like, okay, I gotta back off.
Yeah, and then it's like, oh, like, this is real.
Yeah.
Copy. How often does that happen?
Like, I actually like this girl. Yeah. I wouldn't say that often.
Not that often. Not necessarily right now.
And is this something that's, like, said in person? This isn't, like, a texting, like, guys, I actually like this girl.
No, this is, like, when we're all with the boys.
And yeah, you're chilling.
We're all chilling out. And then, like, say, like, you're into her and she's, like, on your mind. You're just, like, you're saying out loud, like, boys, like, I just can't get this girl out of my head.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
You know what I'm saying? They're like, oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, see, with girls, we're like, girls, I can't get this guy out of my head.
Yeah.
Okay, do you always have a crush? I would say no.
I'd say no.
I'd say no, too.
Yeah. 76, I think it gets even, like, more no when you're older.
Yeah, it's like you have not, so many responsibilities.
Because, like, in, like, high school and college, I feel like every weekend I had a new crush.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, it changes so often, but I feel like when you're older, it's like, it's you don't have a crush as much.
Yeah.
Or, like, it's just a steady one.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, 76% said no.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
24% said yes. Have you had a winter break crush?
No.
Like someone you're snapping a lot over winter break.
Summer break. Summer, though. A summertime loving.
A summer fling.
Summer fling.
I've never had any of those.
I've had one. I I don't know. Like, it's like you're back at home.
See, I feel like
summer and you're not doing anything.
Got it. I feel like when I used to come home, like winter break, I would game. Like, that was my time. Like, I was like, okay, I'm coming home.
TK's back in action.
I've got 2.5 weeks to game someone. Like,
TK about to act up.
That's when you start, like, texting or snapping it on Thanksgiving break.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like, all right, see you in
you're
like,
a couple
you're, you're weeks.
TK setting yourself in the
I'm like, I'm throwing up my woe, and I'm like, listen, see you in 2.5 weeks, buddy, at the freaking Crossroads Classic.
So she has to be from Bloomington, right?
Yeah.
Oh, not necessarily.
Unless you say Indy. Indy.
But like, somewhere near me. I know I'm going back to LA. It's like just a winter break.
Yeah, exactly.
Got it. Okay. When you send a snap memory to someone, what is your intention? Do you want to chat / rekindle something? Or is it just random and it's not that deep?
For me, it's random.
Random, not that deep. But
unless
like,
it's like...
If the memory is like...
Your ex and it's like... You're cuddling and you're like, miss this. If a girl sent me this, I'd be like, whoa.
Or just weird. A good time. If you're,
yeah.
Like, I don't know. Yeah.
What about just like a selfie of you and like a girl and she sends you it?
See, now I'm confused. Because it's like, all right, that was a good time.
I think I'm thinking like, oh, that's funny. Like, that was a good memory.
Like, just a selfie?
Yeah. Like, are we just saying like, what's the selfie?
Like, say it's like... New Year's Eve, you guys took a selfie with each other or something like that.
Y'all
dressed up and like the selfie's like you guys really close to each
yeah.
other. And she sent it to you next like, year. Yeah. Then it's like
I'm still like no.
I'm still kind of confused.
Yeah, I'm just like what? I'm not gonna lie. What do I respond?
Because I easily could have done without that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like
well,
if it's
so
a video that's super funny.
Like if it's like someone like a drunk video of them, like I'm like, oh that's funny.
Yeah, exactly. That makes
but
sense.
Like if you're sending a selfie, I'm like, where are we going with this?
Exactly. I'm confused. Are you into me?
See, I'm confused.
Were you trying to run it back?
That's what did to me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what do you want me to say? I think I was like, hey, what do you want me to say? What about like a guy? Like do you send when either you have a selfie with a girl on your Insta snap memories, do you send her the selfie you took?
I don't think I do.
If I know,
like it's just a friend, like I'll send it to
yeah.
like, oh, this is funny, look at us.
Yeah.
But
it's
like,
not like
if
a serious
like a girl,
selfie.
Like you don't really talk to, like maybe you've had kind of a history.
Yeah.
And you're like, nah, I'm not.
Yeah. It has to be like a funny photo.
But
I'm
so
not
if they. Okay, if you've had kind of a history and you send the thing, what does that mean?
Exactly. That's
crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, for me, I am not sending anyone a snap unless it's funny as hell.
Yeah,
like if it's a selfie, that's a big thing.
Unless it's funny as hell, or I'm trying to game you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm only, like, if
it
I don't have any excuse to text you, I'm sending you a snap.
Just get something started.
That's a good
start
to conversation.
I like start sending snap memories from 3 years ago to the guy I like now. 28% said to chat and rekindle, 72% said not the deep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not that deep.
If a person you like makes you jealous, does it help their chances or make them worse?
This is also another one that I was like interested to see. I think it does. Personally, I think if like, say I was like kind of a thing with a girl or just talking to a girl and like she takes another dude to a day party or something like that, then I'm like, damn, why not me? Like I was like, Or I'm like,
okay, so does that make you be like, all right, I'm out? Or does that mean like, dang, I'm jealous, like I need to
I'm jealous. Yeah, like, I gotta step it up.
Yeah.
For me, it's like you want what you can't have.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not gonna take it and you're like, damn, I wish I was that was me.
Yeah, I was like, why isn't that me? Yeah. What I gotta do is set my game up.
What do you do to make someone jealous?
I don't really do that on purpose.
Yeah, I don't do it on purpose. Well, I don't personally do it, but like I'm sure the girl as well doesn't mean to do it either.
I mean, this is the classic, like if they break up, like they'll send a snap at a party with put a story with another guy.
To make someone jealous. Well, 20% said it helps. 80% said it doesn't help to make someone jealous.
Damn, so they're out?
Yeah. Well, they're probably thinking, like, on purpose.
See, for me, if I was talking to a guy.
Yeah.
And he took, like, talking, texting, like, we're doing the whole shebang. We've been on a few dates.
Yeah. Oh, that's different then.
Okay, then what? Okay, what about no dates? What about no dates?
Yeah.
No dates, we're talking, texting.
Casual, like, happen.
I'm thinking, like, you guys could game each other.
And then, wait, like, it could be not. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
And they take someone else to a date party. Yeah. Like, for me, I'm out, I think.
You're out?
Yeah, I'm like, clearly they're not into me.
See, I think I'm fighting a little bit. Yeah. Like, it's like obviously the conversation, it's not like we're having bad conversations and he's
for me, I'm like, if he would have liked me, he would have took.
I think I would have, I'd take a little step back, but it makes me like the girl more.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, I kind of feel that too. Do guys like the chase?
Yes. Yeah. For sure.
It's fun.
Yeah, for sure. And 62% said yes.
Yeah.
So if I like a guy more than he likes me, right? Or as far as I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Should I consider, like, not acting like I like him as much as I actually do because, like, guys like a chase. Like, do I need to play that
game? No, I think you gotta shoot your shot as a girl.
Yeah. I think we just like the chase. But if she, like, if she plays hard to get, then it's like, I don't think we like, oh, she's playing hard to get, I got a gamer. You know what I'm saying? It's more the fact that, like, say she somehow just plays hard to get and you, like, you finally, like, get a snapper to have a conversation with her or become, like, casually snapping back and forth, you're like, all right, yeah. Like,
What advice would you give a girl that likes a guy and she doesn't know if he likes her back? Like, what should a girl do? Just straight up be like, listen, I like you.
Oh, no. Yeah, but that's the like, case. Okay. If you don't know if the guy likes you or he's not giving you signs, then definitely play just a little bit harder to get.
I think it makes sense.
I'd say, like, give him a little attention.
Like, let him chase you.
Yeah.
Just,
put
like,
your foot in the water.
Yeah, put your foot in the water,
test the
run
water
away.
A little bit, see what happens.
Put your toe in and run away. Okay. Do you guys like the chase? 62% said yes.
Yeah.
Do girls like the chase?
I don't think they like chasing at all.
They want to be chased.
I love getting chased.
Yeah.
46% said yes, they do. 54% said they don't like being, like chasing.
That's pretty close, though.
Yeah.
It's closer than I expected.
I think there is something special to just about anything in life, like, that you have to work a little bit to get.
Exactly. Yeah, it just makes it more
rewarding.
Yeah, exactly.
As a girl, would you rather be chased or chase someone?
Chased. I think the girls would say that.
91% said rather be chased.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I would agree with them. If a guy talks to you about another girl, does that mean you're automatically in the friend zone?
I say no.
It's hard because, like, if you're using it as a tactic, like, say I was, like, talking to a girl and I was like, you know what? I'm going to talk about this other girl to her.
To make her jealous?
Not necessarily make her jealous. Yeah, a little bit, I guess. Yeah, right? That's a tactic you're using. Then, like, yeah. But, like, I feel like all the girls I talk to, if it's about a girl, then, like, they're just my really good friends. That's a girl.
Yeah. I think it's all serious.
Like, if you're seriously like a girl, then all right, she's obviously in the friend zone.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, I think it's all very relative to who the person is, right? But I do think at the end of the day, if someone's talking to me, okay, it's obviously an intimate conversation because they're like telling you about their feelings about someone. So they obviously trust you in a way they don't trust everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So like if they're talking to you about another girl, I do not think that means you're out of the picture because they feel comfortable with you.
Because that's true. If it's serious, like,
they feel comfortable with you.
Because if you, like, low-key like a girl, go up to her and you're like, this other girl, what's she into? Like, who's she?
Yeah.
And then the other girl's like, ugh. And if she says, like, oh, she sucks, you don't want to go for her, you're like, she's talking bad about her.
Yeah, exactly, so, like, for a reason.
She doesn't want you to go for her.
Yeah.
But, like, what would you prefer as a girl if a guy comes to me and is, like, talking to me about a girl, and I think maybe we could have a chance, like, as a girl, should I either be jealous or should I be like, oh, yeah, she's nice?
I think you should be, oh, yeah, she's nice because I don't think guys
do that. If a girl is like, if she's like, oh, go for her, go get her.
Yeah.
I feel like she's like, then she's out on you.
Yeah, then she's out on you.
But if she's like trying
I think I think the best way, the best response you can give, if whether a girl's coming up to a guy and like talking about another dude to him and they think they have a chance, or vice versa. Yeah. If a guy's coming to me and he's talking to me about a girl, I think the best thing to do is be like, yeah, she's such a great girl. Like, yeah. You should try.
Yeah.
But not...
A happy medium between the two.
But not be like, oh yeah, go get someone, baby.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
That's what I'm going to say.
Just play it chill.
If it's in the friend zone, I'm like, yeah, go get it, baby. Like, yeah. No, go. Yeah. I was like, oh, I'm so high for you. Like, that's how I'm acting versus like, oh yeah, she's nice.
Yeah, if it's definitely like a friend that I've never like want to date, I'd be like, yeah, go, like, he's sick.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, he's a good guy.
I'd be like, hell yeah, hell yeah. So if a guy talks to you about another girl, does that mean you're automatically in the friend zone? 51% said yes, but that was 49% said no.
Yeah.
It's definitely the situation.
Mm-hmm.
If a guy posts a pic of himself not playing a sport, is that weird?
Bro, I think that's, like, if he's, like, trying to pose in front of, like, a background, it's like, bro, come on.
Yeah. I mean, it's, if he's trying to get a little art, I don't know. I'm just out on, like, the dudes being...
Yeah, I think that's weird as hell. I think there's, it's all relative. Like, if you're, like, at your favorite sports game...
Yeah, that's fine.
Photo,
yeah.
Like, that's fine. But...
Or if, like, you're giving, like, a speech and you're, like, had a great time, that's fine.
Yeah. Okay, my best, the best... Like, you're giving a speech at Riley Dance Marathon at Indiana University.
Okay, that wasn't... relax, that wasn't my first picture in there.
No, but, like, another thing is, like, the sports pic was a good, like... comparison.
But like in high school, you're gonna like if you're shooting a jumper.
No, but like not? I'm talking about now, like, you know, like what if you're, you know, part of a band, you play a gig and just you on stage.
That's fine.
I think
if you're doing something.
Yeah, exactly.
But if you're just like
if you're out here like
in a suit and you're like doing the John Lewis.
If you're
like, trying, like, come on, dude.
Yeah, I had a background. You're on vacation, no family pic, just you on the beach, just chilling. It's like tough. Come on, man. Yeah. We're past that.
You know what I think the best first photo you can have on a dating app is?
What is it?
Guess.
You with your mom.
No.
Really?
What do you think?
Is it just like you doing something you love? Like, just a...
Okay, yeah, that could be. But I think the best first one, or, like, at least in the photo, like, the best first or second, is a photo. Like, it's a specific photo. Like, this is how I know he's a normal-ass dude. It's literally, like, a dancing photo or, like, a, like...
Oh, yeah, those are
photo
funny.
From, like, a wedding that he's not in.
Oh.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
It's, like, the
professional
specific.
Photos. It's, like, the professional photos that, like... Because no guy really has a professional photo, right?
Yeah.
So it's, like... I can see you. I got your vibe.
Yeah.
You're doing something, but it's of yourself, so I know it's exactly you. Because sometimes when they have, like, eight other dudes, I'm like, which one are you, bro?
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't want to take the time and effort. So I think those are the best photos.
That's a good situation to get one to.
So if you go to a wedding,
I'm getting one at a
you
wedding.
Better look at the photo.
I'm tipping the photograph guy.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Sydney's
wedding, like, there's a bunch of photos of us
dancing. Definitely just a fun picture.
Like, that's a good photo. You know you're getting tagged in one on Facebook, so just, like, grab it and put it on your dating profile. If a guy posted a pic of just himself not playing a sport, is that weird? 13% said yes, 87% said no.
Wow.
I guess it's so weird, whatever.
I guess we're Phil's so upset about
it. I guess we're judging. We're not judging.
Are you afraid to shoot your shot?
No, not more than most.
Yeah.
I say I'm like shooting my shot more than most.
More than most?
Yeah.
More than I would say yeah, too. 69% said yes.
That makes sense,
they're afraid
though.
To shoot their shot.
I think... For like the major crushes, like it's definitely
if you get those ready. deep feelings and it's like I don't know,
but it's like a date party, like, oh, this girl, like, she seems fun, like, all she can say is no.
I agree if there's no feelings, I'm not afraid. But there are,
that's what we go back to the other pole of confidence.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? That's
true.
Like, if you're just firing up shots, like, if I go up to a girl and just ask her to a date party or something, I'm like, I think it'd be really fun, like, let's do it. I think she'd be like, oh, yeah, I'd love to, like, just the way you said that.
Got it.
But if you make it weird and be like, hey, like, what are you doing on this date? You know what I'm saying? And she's like, oh, I don't know yet. And just so weird.
Are you afraid to shoot your shot? 69% said yes. 31% said
come on,
no.
Girl, shoot.
Yeah, girl, shoot your shots.
For my IU peeps, SRSC or Hyper?
The Hyper.
Hyper.
61% said Hyper.
Let's go. Great.
Does your girl have to have good style?
Yeah.
I agree. 74% said yes. 26% said no.
I don't know. Is it a make or break?
It's not a deal breaker, but, like, you can definitely go to a party and wear your black crop top and ripped jeans and, like, look hot. But, like, if she's wearing, like, something different and cool, I'm like, all right, she's sick.
Yeah,
like,
she's sticking
out.
She
has
out.
Extra
yeah.
points.
Yeah,
she's
sticking out. She gets plus one.
And everyone's looking at her because she's wearing something different.
Yeah.
Got
so it. It's like a...
If someone tells you to tell your family member who you are not family friends with, hi slash happy birthday. Does that mean they're into you?
Yes, I think this is going back to the too nice thing. This is being going back to the too nice thing, yeah.
Yes, if someone's telling me to tell a family member, like, hi,
yeah, that's they like want me. They want the family to know about you.
Yeah.
Incidents of all.
This is what they want. You to say, oh, blah, blah, blah says hi, and then the family's talking about you.
Yeah.
No, okay, so here's the thing. If she's on your Snap and, you know, we're just talking or whatever, and she's like, I'm going to my sister's birthday.
But you don't know the sister, dog.
And what am I supposed to say to that?
She said, oh, that's so fun.
OMG, so fun. Like, eat lots of cake for me.
If I was a sister, I'd be like, who is this dude? Is this your boyfriend?
All right, taxi.
You know what I'm saying? But
I realize this now, and I'm noting, yeah, it's false.
Okay.
You're a great guy.
If someone tells you to tell your family member who you're not family friends with, hi, happy birthday, that means they're into you, true or false? 74% said false.
All right, you're good.
I see, that's what I say. There's nothing wrong with saying that. It's just
26% said true. Guys, do you actually look at girls' IG stories, or do you just blow through them?
Easily.
The
girls I'm interested in.
53% said actually look. 47% said don't care.
I look.
Oh, I look.
Yeah. See what they're up to.
Yeah, see what they're...
Okay, I said, what's the main thing guys do to tell a girl they're into them? This is what people respond to.
Bro, this is hard. I don't know how to answer this one.
Talk about other girls. Show a lot of interest in them. Body language, eye contact, flirt with them, snap.
Flirt.
They joke with them and make fun of them, but that's actually if you like a specific girl. Saying, you look really good when I'm not looking good. As a girl, I'm wondering too. Inside jokes, starting small but having interesting convos. His friend will push him so he can tell you.
Definitely joke. I think joke and what's it called?
Slip some low-key hints to their friend. Text them, invite them to hang with the boys.
Wow, inviting them to hang with the boys is... I don't think I'd do that. That's, like, serious.
Fellas, do you pay attention to girls' IGs that they post?
Yeah.
They definitely do, girls. For sure. Way more than you think they ever would. And they're sending it in their group chat. 74% said, yeah, they pay attention.
Yeah.
Fellas, do you purposely /not like a girl's photo?
It's basically, like, the person... Like, if I like you, like, I'm going to give you a like.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm
going to
show you some love.
See, I
would never take away.
I follow way too many people, like, do not overthink if I'm liking or not.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like 70% said yes, they purposely do. But I think girls are way too in their head about
that. Wow, that's crazy.
Girls are weird. I have girls that, like, girlfriends that are like, oh, yeah, he liked my photo. He's into it. Is it more attractive when a girl is fit / athletic versus just good looking but not fit?
Is it different?
If
she's fit, it's definitely more attractive.
I would agree.
Yeah, if she works out.
65% said yes. What's hotter, girls that work out too much or never?
Too much. There's nothing wrong with working out.
I think too much.
Oh, works out.
Yeah, works out.
Yeah, 58% said too much.
Nothing wrong with some...
Girls that only post selfies, red flag or don't care?
Red flag.
Red.
If you have five selfies in a row, like...
I think it's got to be one every two lines on Instagram. Like, you can't have
that's
one
that's a crazy
six.
Rule. Wow. But no, that's fine, though. But I definitely noticed, though, if your last four pictures are selfies, then it's like, well, you're just kind of into yourself.
Okay, I think red flag, but hot take, what if they're, like, an influencer?
Oh, then that's their job.
That's
like,
your job.
Alicia, like, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. 57% said red flag. Mm-hmm. Fellas, do you profile pics matter? Do you actually look at them?
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely do. Because, like, especially if I don't know her.
The first thing I look at is who follows them. Like,
okay.
If she requests to follow me, and then it says followed by.
Got it.
Yeah, true.
It says, like, Nate Sapol, Joe Wyatt, or.
Yeah. But I'm also throwing, like, if the VSCO link's on there, I'm definitely pressing it.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you can't tell what the profile picture.
If you can't see the profile picture,
okay.
Get deeper. Or even if sometimes if I see it, like, you can barely see it, though.
Okay, are you looking... How often are you looking at a girl's VSCO link?
If I just don't know her.
Yeah.
If I know her, then there's no point in looking.
Oh, okay, got it.
But, like, if she's random...
But what if she's your crush? Are you, like, checking to see what's on the VSCO?
Yeah, for sure. Girls be throwing, like, stuff they don't post on Instagram on the VSCO.
I know.
Not anymore, though. Are they?
Yes.
I don't check.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it's just a common thing. Like, VSCO's, like,
tweeted, like, about a year or so ago. I tweeted, sorority girls love to put a VSCO link in their bio. It did so well. I was like,
it's true, though.
Okay.
Keep them up. Keep putting them in.
Keep putting them in. Bro, put your VSCO link in the bio now. Okay, 59% said yes, that profile pics matter.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Lit.
That was fire.
Where can everyone follow you?
Oh,
find you,
follow me on Instagram, PhilipKing10.
Yeah. With two L's.
Yeah, two L's.
Find me on Instagram as well, at @NateSapal. Nate_Sapal, actually. Yeah, SAPAL.
And is there anything else you have any final words? Like anything you learned from this or any final words you'd like to say?
Shout out to all my Hoosiers. Hopefully by the time everybody is listening to this, we will be Tax Bowl Slayer champions.
We got big
bowl
game. Coming down.
So go Hoosiers.
Yeah, if you're listening, thanks for listening. It's my first time on a podcast. It's super fun to you guys.
Yeah, and let us know if you would like them to come on again, if you'd like them to be a recurring guest, if you would like me to do some more or interview more frat guys, maybe even a pod with like two frat guys, two sorority girls, something like that.
Shout out Maggie Carter for the poll.
Yeah, shout out Maggie Carter.
She grilled me last time for the pod with some stuff I said, so take it easy on me this time, Maggie.
Yeah, shout out Maggie for the amazing polls. We got to get her on the next pod with you guys. Be sure to follow me on Instagram at TK's Juicy Polls, because without following me on Instagram, you can't be a part of the podcast. And also shout out to all my AXL girls that are listening, because I know you listened to my last podcast. And yeah, hopefully you're listening to this one. So give me that nice little rating and review.
Five stars, baby.
And be sure to make someone's day this week. Go Hoosiers. Peace.
Peace.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling, because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.